This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. MIT scientists have developed a filter to remove forever chemicals from water. PFAS, the dreaded acronym for forever chemicals, are in the news again, but this time for a good reason. A team of MIT scientists invented a new filtration material that could remove the infamously pervasive chemicals from water, and it all came about by chance, according to Benedetto Morelli, one of the study's authors. In a surprising turn, the team found that a filtering technology made with a silk membrane, which was developed for an unrelated purpose, could be effective at filtering contaminants when combined with cellulose, a material obtained from wood pulp waste. It also demonstrated strong antimicrobial properties to help prevent the filter from fouling as a result of bacteria and fungi. Morelli said, "These materials can really compete with the current standard materials in water filtration when it comes to extracting metal ions and these emerging contaminants, and they can also outperform some of them currently," Morelli said. Humans aren't the only ones capable of performing amputations to save lives. Florida carpenter ants have been observed biting off the injured limbs of nestmates, depending on the location of the wounds, to help their counterparts survive the injury. Reddish-brown Florida carpenter ants, just about 3/5 of an inch long, nest in rotting wood throughout the southeastern U.S. They have to defend their nests against rival ant colonies, which can result in injuries. Study co-author Danny Buffett first observed the ants cleaning wounds and performing amputations. The ants only carried out an amputation if the leg injuries occurred on the thigh or femur. After biting off the leg, the ants licked the wound clean, which removes bacteria. But if the injury was located on the lower leg or tibia, the ants would only intensively lick the wound, also increasing survival at a rate of 75%. Researchers found that muscles within the ant's thighs ensure that a fluid similar to blood, called hemolymph, circulates. While ants don't have human-like hearts, they do have several heart pumps and muscles throughout their bodies that carry out the same function. Injuries to the thigh affect that circulation, which means that an amputation can prevent the spread of bacteria throughout the ant's body. 90 to 95% of the ants receiving amputations made it through the process, healed, and continued with their duties within the nest just fine, despite losing a leg, researchers found. It's the spooky season, and Southwest Montana women are invited to participate in the 3rd annual Yellowstone River Witch Ride, Sunday, October 27th. Women can meet at 2 p.m. at the Lock Levin Day Use Access in the Paradise Valley, and at 3 p.m., the Yellowstone River Witch Ride begins. Participants should be dressed as witches and must have their own personal flotation devices, or PFD, required for any watercraft on the river, along with wetsuits, gloves, and booties, and their watercraft. Witches on paddle boards, in kayaks and canoes and rafts, all are welcome. The witches can bring some food or drink to share. The Yellowstone River Witch Ride will stop at Mallard's Rest Access for a beach bonfire and food and drinks, and then continue the float and take out at Pine Creek. For participating women witches, black witches' outfits, witches' hats, and short capes are ideal. No long capes, please. They're too dangerous on the river. The backup date pending weather for the Yellowstone River Witch Ride is October 23rd, a Wednesday. That's the Yellowstone River Witch Ride, Sunday, October 27th at 2 p.m. at the Lock Levin Day Use Access for Put-In for the 3rd annual Yellowstone River Witch Ride. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.